NNN Sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. Golden Gopher football beat New Mexico in the Rate Bowl in Arizona last night, 20-17 in overtime. Jalen Smith caught the game-winning touchdown pass from Drake Lindsey to send the Gophers to their ninth straight bowl win. Coach PJ Fleck says it wasn't a clean game, but the Gophers found a way to win.
But this is what we've done all year. The cardiac Gophers. We find a way. They never quit. They respond. Even after that kickoff return, there's no such thing as momentum. There is a next thing as the next play. There is such thing as the next play, and you can win that 1-0 play, and that's all they did.
Drake Lindsey says winning the bowl game will help propel the team into next season.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of guys coming back with experience, and I think that's the biggest thing is we had a lot of young guys, a lot of young leadership, and next year we should have a lot of, you know, matured guys inside the locker room, outside the locker room that know what it takes to, you know, get 8 wins. Next year, we obviously want to elevate that.
The Gophers finished the season with an 8-5 record. They open the 2026 campaign with a home game against Eastern Illinois on September 3rd. The 2026 World Junior Hockey Championship started Friday at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul and at 3M Arena at Mariucci in Minneapolis. Team USA opened play by beating Germany 6-3. Minnesota native Will Zellers scored 2 goals, and Minnesotan Max Plant also had a goal. Team USA plays Switzerland tonight. The Minnesota Wild are at Winnipeg tonight, while the Timberwolves have a home game against Brooklyn tonight at Target Center. In college basketball, St. Thomas men's basketball is in action this weekend as they host North Central on Sunday with tip-off at 1 p.m. Minnesota Golden Gopher men's basketball returns to action Monday night with a home game against Farley Dickinson, and women's basketball is also in action Monday night at Indiana. This is MNN.